317-239-1009. You can call into the Joe and Alex Show. Also, follow us on social media, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and on our Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook, because this will be a conversation. I feel like that'll go on for a little bit here. Have you heard about TV star Aziz Ansari? Am I saying that correctly? I know you guys know more than I do. Okay. Well, he's been accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he repeatedly got sexually aggressive with her despite her protests. This anonymous woman claims she went on a date with him last year and ended up in his apartment. She claims he almost immediately began kissing, fondling, and undressing her, and then said he was going to grab a condom. The woman says she asked him to slow down, but he continued and performed, I guess, special kisses on her down there.
You know,
this kid's listening. She says when he started, he put his fingers in her throats, and she said she used verbal and nonverbal cues, that she was not comfortable with it, that she was kind of having discomfort. So, but apparently he continued on, and she says he pushed himself on her before she eventually left, got a ride in an Uber, and was in tears. She said she texted him the next day, and this is kind of the conversation. Aziz said to her, "Hey, it was fun meeting you last night. I just dropped my roll of film off today. Fingers crossed for some solid shots." So they both took photos at the party they were at the night before. She said, "Hey, Aziz, nice meeting you too. I hope you had some good shots on the roll." And then she said, "Last night might have been fun for you, but it wasn't for me. When we got back to your place, you ignored clear nonverbal cues. You kept going with advances. You had to have noticed I was uncomfortable." This says, I just want to take this moment to make you aware of this behavior and how uneasy it made me. Really think back to last night. You may have said, "It's okay, only fun if we're both enjoying it. Let's just chill." But within moments, both of your fingers were down my throat. You were putting my hand on your private area continuously. It's like nothing changed even after I expressed that I'd like it to slow down. It may have seemed okay, but I didn't feel good at all. All day I've been playing it over in my head. I'm realizing how much it affected me. I want to make sure you're aware, so maybe the next girl doesn't have to cry on the ride home. Good luck to you on your movie, and thank you for dinner." Now, that's what came out from right there. He replied to her, "I'm so sad to hear this. All I can say is that it would never be my intention to make you or anyone feel this way that you described. Clearly, I misread things in the moment, and I'm truly sorry." The woman said she decided to come forward after she saw him wearing a Time's Up pin at the Golden Globe. She's like, "Wait a minute. How is he wearing this when he did this to me?" But he's actually responded, Aziz has, with a claim of the misconduct. He said that, what did he say here? Through his publicist, he said, "In September of last year, I met a woman at a party. We exchanged numbers, we texted back and forth, and eventually went on a date. We went out to dinner, and afterwards we ended up engaging in sexual activity, which by all indications was completely consensual. The next day I got a text from her saying that although it may have seemed okay, upon further reflection she felt uncomfortable. It was true that everything did seem okay to me, so when I hear that it was not the case for her, I was surprised and concerned. I took her words to heart and responded privately after taking the time to process what she had said. I continue to support the movement that is happening in our culture. It is necessary and long overdue." But these claims now are kind of sparking a debate, and this is what Alex said. Oh my God, we got to talk about this. Whether the thing actually he did cross the line into misconduct, or is it just kind of like a bad date? Because a lot of this is saying she said there were non-verbal cues. Like, it doesn't sound like she said a bunch of times, like, "Stop."
She never
no.
said the words "stop" or "no." She never said those words. What I found interesting, and I read this story several times. Did you get to read all of it, Liv?
No, I haven't been able to read all of it.
Okay. It's really interesting to me because the first time that I read it, I immediately was like, well, that was gross. And I like got what she was saying of like, it just felt gross. It was mm-hmm. like a gross sexual encounter or whatever. Like it would, you know, by all accounts, by her account anyway, it was not like a romantic gentlemanly night. He didn't behave like a gentleman.
It was like a high school kid trying to touch his first boob or see a girl
naked.
Yeah,
it just seemed like basically he took her out on a date, and she describes like the dinner and all this. And she even describes on the date, which I found this is kind of interesting for a point later, but like she even describes on the date that he had ordered her a glass of white wine, and she doesn't like white wine, she likes red, but she didn't feel comfortable saying, "Well, I want red instead." So she just sat, she like begrudgingly like drank the red wine that she didn't want, or
seems
something like
that. In this story,
or the white wine that she didn't want.
In the story that we're hearing, she didn't speak up a lot.
She didn't speak
with
up
anything.
A lot. It just seems like it's more what I took from the story is that it seemed like it was more her personality to be more of a passive, pushovery kind of girl. And I'm not in a case of sexual assault, it doesn't matter what your personality is, like sexual assault or sexual harassment is wrong. However, in this case, by her own account, I don't think it's sexual assault or harassment at all. What I found interesting was She gets there, they start making out, and everything she describes to me, it just seems more like his style of foreplay just seems more aggressive. It's not assault. It's just like, okay, for example, some girls, when they're having sex, are going to want their hair pulled, and some aren't. Some are going to be uncomfortable with that. It seems like Aziz would be the type of guy that would want to pull a girl's hair, if you know what I'm saying. Like, based on when she said he was putting fingers in her mouth, it was like, they were making out, he put his finger in her mouth, and then he was going to use that finger to do other stuff. And so, like, he was doing that, and she described it as, like, he put his fingers down my throat. But, like, everything that she was describing to me sounded pretty normal. Now, I would say after a first date, all that stuff is pretty intense. However, she described on the first date that he was rushing through dinner. By the time that it was time for the bill to come, he was, like, really rushing, getting the bill, and like, hey, let's go back to my place. Now, any woman who is of the age of consent or older should know, if a guy takes you out to dinner and he's rushing, or a woman is rushing, like, hey, let's go back to my place, either way, a guy or a girl, then the other person in that situation should, I think you can put it together that they want to hook up. They want to do something sexual. Why else would they be trying to so fast get back home, right? Like, they don't even know each other. It's not like they're boyfriend and girlfriend. They have a movie they want to watch. Like, this is the first time they've been around each other. So they get there, they make out and all that stuff. He goes down on her. And then she says, this is the only thing that she says verbally out loud is, hey, can we actually take this a little bit slower? So he says, sure, of course, let's go sit on the couch. And he, like, turned a movie on or something. Well, she says slower. She doesn't say stop completely. So, like, after they're sitting on the couch for a while, she notices that he's kind of like, I don't know, he's, like, pointing to his crotch, basically like, eh?
What do you think of this?
Yeah,
right,
like,
here?
Like, yeah. You want to give me some special kisses? Because I gave you special kisses. And so instead of, like, being weird about it, like, saying anything like, I don't think so, or, like, not really, or no thanks, I'm going to go home, she just looks at him and goes down on him. And after that, he moves her, like, they move together into his bedroom, get completely undressed, and then he positions her in, like, sexual positions and is like, where do you want it? It was after that that she finally said, before they had sex, I believe, she finally was like, you know what, I don't think I'm comfortable with this. I think I want to go home. And he said, oh, okay, that's totally fine. And then she leaves, and then you see the text message. Joe read the text message exchange for the next morning. So after I'm seeing all of that, I'm like, there is nothing in this. This sounds like a case of buyer's remorse to me. That's what it is. She went home. I feel like most girls have been there, or most guys have been there, where you hook up with somebody and then later you're like, you know what? Maybe I should have taken it slower. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. But none of this sounds like sexual assault to me. And I think it's unfair. And she is really trivializing the movement and infantilizing women, saying that we can't speak up for ourselves or make our own decisions. At any point in that night, she could have said, hey, I want to go home. No, thank you. And left. But she didn't. And so the movement, everything that Me Too work for, I think that this, calling something like this, which is totally clearly by her own account not sexual assault, that ruins and takes a huge step back backwards for everything that women have worked for thus far.
Do you think, though? I don't think she's saying it's sexual assault or misconduct, because the big thing is, like,
both.
He missed these
nonverbal cues. And that's insane. Why women are always saying guys aren't mind readers. You have to tell them how you're feeling, how you're thinking, or whatever. But then in sex, like, they're supposed to guess how we're feeling. That's not fair either. You have to say no. Once you speak no, if they don't stop, that's the issue. But you got to say it.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. If you didn't know the story, well, now you've heard it. Like to know your thoughts on this. I want to hear from women. I want to hear from guys. Maybe you've been in that position, though, too. 317-239-1009.